You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Torah tells us, the Parshas Nitzavim, Torah says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, sh'anoichi mitzavcho hayoim, the mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us today, lo niflesi micho v'lo yuchakehi, is not too great from you, is not too far from you. It's a mitzvah that's very easy to do. What mitzvah are we talking about? So the Ramban tells us, it's more famous as Ramban, more than the first Pshat that the Ramban himself speaks, another Rishon, we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, that the mitzvah we talk about is tshuva. The Torah is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. A mitzvah is always of tshuva, learning your place because they are far from you, something which you can do. And that's why the Ramban explains this as speaking of the mitzvah of tshuva. So that's why Pashat Nitzavim, so appropriate, right? Before we come to Rosh Hashanah, is always the last Shas of Rosh Hashanah. And we're talking about tshuva. The issue is like this. And the Gemara in Eruvin will soon get their Beis Hashem and Daf Yomi, just in a few days, a few weeks. The Gemara tells us, Mitzvah Zayis, the Gemara tells us, we're talking about the Torah. As Rashi says over here, the Drosh of Rashi says, because why does the Torah continue? Loi b'shamayim, it's not in the Shamayim. Who's going to go up to Shemayim to get it for us? It's not over the sea. Rashi brings the Gemara. Gemara even tells us that what? That because if it would be b'shamayim, you have to go up to get it. If it would be b'shamayim, you have to go get it. This fits very much with Torah. Right? Torah, I'm saying, you need to acquire Torah. So what about if the Torah is not accessible? You have to get it. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, you should know the Torah that I'm giving you is accessible, easy for you to get. But if you talk about tshuva, what does it mean? It's a mitzvah. The words don't even really fit. It's in your hand, but what does it mean? It could be in the Shemayim. If you go to Shemayim, to get a mitzvah in the Shemayim. In the Torah, you're talking about an item, but can you get Torah? You have to go up. But on tshuva. Furthermore, is there any other mitzvah that we're talking about that you need to go? The Torah tells you, don't worry, you should know if it's in the Shema, you have to go get it. In the Arts, you have to go get it. Again, mitzvah is Torah. Torah is your essence. Torah is the life. Stackel Barayas of Aram, the whole world depends on Torah. You have to go get the Torah. You have to acquire Torah. But a mitzvah means you have the mitzvahs to do. How does that fit with the Hemshech Pesukim? How does the Ramban in general fit with the Gemara? Does Mefer talk about Torah? And to say the question a little differently is, and that's really already the beginning of the answer. Ki a mitzvah azois can mean either Torah or tshuva. Torah and tshuva. I mean, what nobody says ki mitzvah azois talking about Shabbos. Ki mitzvah azois talking about building Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah azois, the Gemara tells us talk about the Torah. This is what I'm buying, talk about tshuva. Mashmah over here, the Torah and tshuva are somewhat interchangeable. They fit with each other. It can be either that or that. Why is tshuva synonymous with Torah? So they understand this, they understand the mitzvah over here. I want to start with Maharal. Maharal's Yotze was yesterday, Chai Elul. Yesterday, Monday, was the Maharal's Yotze. And the Maharal in the Siva Tshuva says the following in India. The Gemara tells us in Brochus, there's a Machlokes. Machlokes is, what's greater, a tzaddik or baal tshuva? Right? Come on, the Brochus, the Flamidah, it says, kol ha-nevim lo yistavlu baal tshuva. The Nevi'im spoke about tshuva only. But tzaddik is much greater than that. Upliga d'arvavo, d'arvavo, b'mokot shebali, tshuva oindim, ein tzaddikim gemurim oindim. Where we have a baal tshuva, tzaddik, baal tshuva is much greater than a tzaddik. Where the baal tshuva stands, a tzaddik can reach. Machlokes in the Gemara, what's greater? About tshuva or a tzaddik? Everybody knows the second part of the Gemara. Because about tshuva, ayindim, tzaddikim gemurim, ein yuchin la'amud. Ayin tzaddikim gemurim, ayindim. But l'mayis, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Maharal tells us, the biggest story, says you should know, it's not really a machlokes. The only question is, what do you focus on? Because the difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva is that a tzaddik is his body is more perfect than a baal tshuva. It's more perfected. A baal tshuva his neshama is greater than a tzaddik. I'll read you the words of the Maharal. The Maharal says like this: Kiyesh kan beis p'chinus. There's two aspects. Mitzad aguf achomri uachet, umitzad azeh tzaddik shloi choto. The body is the chet. The tzaddik didn't do a chet. His body is greater. He did not sin. Okay, this is understood. Aval mitzad neshama. We talk about the neshama, the soul. There's no sin by the neshama. Here, the Baal Tshuva is greater. Baal Tshuva is neshama is greater than itself. Therefore, the Baal Tshuva is standing in a higher place from his neshama point of view. From his guf, the tzaddik is in a greater place. What does the Maharal mean? What does it mean that Nishon of Baal Tshuva is greater than Tzaddik? Why is it greater? I mean, you want to say that, as Baal tells us, he didn't sin from the Nishon point of view. You know, we always mention here, when Moshe appears to tell us, he says, hey, Nishon of Baal Tshuva, as we say every morning, the Nishon of Baal gave us is pure. There's no blemish. There's no sin by the Nishon. It doesn't reach the Nishon. Fine. So he's like a Tzaddik. Why is he greater than a Tzaddik? Why is the neshama of a Baal Tshuva greater than a tzaddik? Really? Hadarabo, the tzaddik has the greatest discernment. It says that the tzaddik, the biggest challenge is called the tzaddik. The one who falls is the one who falls in the lower discernment. Tzaddik doesn't have challenges, just overcame them. So they explain this, explain everything, you know, the psukim, explain this maral. Let's dwell back into the Reb Tzadok HaKohen. The also is Yerzeg was just a few weeks ago, also Chodesh Elul, into the Tzaddik that explains the idea of Tshuva. We learned this right in the past, but let's fall into it again because it's so fundamental and so important, vital for what we're going to be doing now, doing these weeks and going to Rosh Hashanah into Yom Kippur. So it says the following idea. The question is, how can one do tshuva to begin with? A person did something wrong. How can he fix it? The Gemara tells us, "Chagiga, uvas lo yachol litkor." It's a concept. A person did something wrong. He can't fix it. So, what is the idea that about tshuva? Tshuva works. How does tshuva work to begin with? So, it says the following. We touched upon some of it a few weeks ago. We have a klal that really nobody can do in this world anything that is not meant to be. Everything that we do, Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. If we don't have our, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the power, the koyaches, to do anything. The Gemara tells us, in Adam noikef its bo milamata, a person doesn't move his finger down here, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not make his above from above. Nobody can do anything in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing him to do it. And so Yetzer HaTzadik told his brothers, told them, "Atem chashavtem la lera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shel ha'teva." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show. Not you. So what do you want? What's wrong with, or a person can't do anything? Anyway, there's nothing wrong that can happen in the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing it. So what do you want for a person who did a sin? Very good. That's also part of it. Kovid Shemayim, very good. It's actually part of the question. How does these gemaras fit? What about free will? So it totally says in a simple way. Now, obviously, this touches upon the sugya, the idea of bechira, which we're not going into. This we're talking about in the simple understanding. So this is something very, very deep, but very understood. So it sounds like this. A person can choose to want in this world. Even if the old idea of prayer, even though there's one thing, maybe it's another level, but in the simple understanding, because your person cannot do in this world without, a person cannot do in this world because Rakesh Boko allowing you to do it. To do. But to want to do, that depends on him. The will is something that depends on him in this world. The free will is literally what it means. free will, not free doing. Free will. Your bechira is to want it. To do it, that's not you. You can't do anything without Hashem allowing it. But you wanted to do it. So when Hashem wants to bring something in the world and you want to do it, your ratzon is attached to this deed, and therefore you have a problem over here. The way we explained it, I think we mentioned over here was a few weeks ago. When Reuven goes and punches Shimon in the face, Reuven goes and spits on Shimon. What do we tell Reuven or we tell Shimon? To Reuven, we go and say, Reuven, Russia, what are you doing? You're embarrassing your friend. It's a terrible thing. That's Reuven. What do we tell Shimon? A Kobe de Shemaim. Hanelovim vein of love, the Gemara tells us. You people insult you, you don't insult back. Alem akosavoimer, right? That the gvura of the Shemesh. So you have the power. It's a tremendous power to be in that situation where you don't have, where you didn't give back. Why? Because everything that happens in the world, if you got insulted, it's because the Shemesh allowed you to be insulted. You meant you deserved it. Sometimes it's very hard to know it. Person sees his friend saying doing something bad to him, is, you know, he gets all angry and upset and he wants to go and fight back. But we tell him, that's what really the Gemara tells us. If you not deserve to get it, you not get it. So it's really, it's happening because Hashem allowed it. So what do you want from Reuven? What's the tiny Reuven? The answer is the tiny Reuven is that he wanted to do it. Reuven would not be able, except the Rechaim learns a little differently. All the other mafashim, the way we learn, you know, based on what we learn from Issa Narizal and the Goyen, if Shimon did not deserve to get a patch, Reuven would not be able to give him a patch. If Shimon is suffering, it's because Hashem Baruch Hu decided that he should suffer. He deserves it. It's a cheshbon. It's a kapara. There's something. There's a reason he's getting it. That's the reason Shimon gets a patch. Reuven that gave the patch, he's going to get a punishment for it. How, without Hashem Baruch Hu allowing, wouldn't have happened? Yeah, but he wanted to punch him. So always the taina is on the fact that you had the will, not that you did. Doing, you can't really do without Hashem Baruch Hu allowing. But the wanting, the will, the bad intent, the intention that you had, that you do have. So when something happened to Shimon, right, Hashem Baruch Hu wanted Shimon to have it. But you wanted to do it, you'll be punished for it. That's in general the rule that Tzaddik says throughout his Sforim all over. The idea of a Maisa and a Bchira. Bchira is the will, not the doing. The doing, how called Maasei Nepatan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing it. Now that we understand that, so says the Tzaddik, Mimele, that's the idea of Tshuva. What is Tshuva? So the Rotzadik says something the Maharal doesn't see with Tshuva in the beginning. He starts with that. What does Tshuva really mean? That I take away my will. I did something bad. The person did something terrible. He looks back and he says, I regret what I did. I regret that I wanted to do something bad. Or that I wasn't careful enough that I did something bad. Meaning that I didn't have the correct mindset. Didn't have the correct courage. Didn't have the correct will to do the right thing. Once a person does that, that's what happens. That's the chesed of tshuva. That's the greatness of tshuva. That your will of today can revoke your will from before. Retroactively, your good will now, the regret that you have now, removes the bad that you had, removes the bad intent that you had before. Why? Because before it was intent, and then it was intent. It was just your will that was wrong. So if I change my will, I can say, okay, how can you change it retroactively? That's the idea of tshuva. The idea of tshuva is the regret. The regret means I had something bad I intended to do wrong. Now I look back and I feel terrible at what I did. I feel so sad. I feel so upset. I'm asking Hashem Baruch Hu, please, moichel me, rectify what I did. I don't want it anymore. If Maharal really says that's what it means, tshuva. Tshuva is taking away my previous will, showing that's not really me. What I really want? What is my real will? My general will is I want to do Ratzon Hashem. Hi, there, I had a will to do a bad thing. That was just a cover-up, the Yetzirah that was overcame me. It's not my will. So Tshuva takes away the will. That's the rhythm of the Maharal says. It says, Reb Tzadik HaKoyen. So according to that, if I take away my will, so what are you left with? Only the deed. Only the Maise. But the Maise is not me. The Maise was never me. I can't do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting me to do. The Maise was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Kam kol na'aseinu pa'otun lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu get the Maise. Who anoyis in the HaKleach La'asuf Shail? He's giving you he did it. So to speak, without him doing it, it will never happen. So the Maise was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how was I involved in this Maise? My will. But my will was removed. How was my will removed? With my tshuva. So when I do tshuva, I remove the will. What happens to the Maise? The Maise is will, I don't know if there's a, will-less. Is without my will, without my intent. It's only the Maise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how tshuva works. I'm not taking away what I did. But you did, your what you did was never you. The problem was what you wanted to do. That I'm able to take out. Says the Tzadik, the Atzav Shan, the Gemara tells us, one Yuma, this is a Mishnah. It just says that, Im Yocha Teichem Kashanim, Kashel Galbinu, if your sins will be like Shanim, so that means Shani refers to the red color. Shanim is plural. So if it will be like Shanim, Kashel Galbinu will turn to white like snow. Asks the Gemara, why kashanim should be kashani? Shani means the color red. Why shanim plural? Answer the Gemara, you kachadeichem kashanim ha'elu hazdurus uboyes b'sheshem ebireshis. If your sins will be like the years of the world from the time of creation, 5,000 something years, you have 5,000 something sins, kashala galbinu, they will turn to white. Even though you have so many sins, like the number of the years of the world. That's what the Gemara says in Parsha Pshat. Says Reb Tzadik, you know what it means? Im yuchateicha kashanim elus duros abayis, if your sins will be like the years of the world. The years of the world, are you responsible for the years of the world? No. Did you create the world? No. Do you are responsible for how many years the world will exist? How many years will pass in the world? What will happen in the world as a world? No. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. See, if your sins will be like the years that you have nothing to do with it, is your maaseh without the will, is only your deed without the intent? Oh, you took away your intent, kashal yalbinu. That's how tshuva works. It will be white like snow. That's the idea. That's the depth of tshuva. You say the Reb Tzadik all over speaks about you take away your will, you have only the maaseh. The maaseh is not you. The maaseh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's looking at something. So with that, by the way, just to mention, we spoke about it a few years ago. That's what it says in Parsh Kiteitze. It says Kiteitze Mechom Al Revecho. Reisa B'Shiv Yoheishes Ifastoya. So the Kotzke Rebbe, the Rebbe of Tzadik, says that sometimes a person wants to do an Aveiro, and it really it's not for him to do the Aveiro. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes him do the Aveiro. That's what it says, the Mashiach says, the Kotzker, everybody understood the Kotzker wrongly, the same to mean that the Kotzker man, that's the person sometimes can do an Aveira. And he can go and do an Aveira because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do an Aveira. Says something, no, my Rebbe or Kotzker man is what I just said now. So a person sometimes does an Aveira and he regrets what he did. He says, how is it possible that I was able to do such a Maisim? So you tell him, you should know the Maisim in the world is not yours. Because Moko didn't want this Maisa to happen. Your machshava, your bad will. Okay, you have to correct the bad will. But not the fact that it happened, that they saw the roots of. If this, maybe with this, you can understand that this is the pshat in the Maharal. But let's go back to the Maharal. The Maharal tells us a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva. In what way a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva? Says the Maharal, a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva with his body, with his guf. The guf is greater than Baal Tshuva. Why? Because the guf didn't do a chet. So meaning, when I'm looking at the world, the way things appear in my eyes, I see this person did something wrong. and this person did not do something wrong. So the tzaddik is the one who did not do something wrong. His body is more pure. The Rosh created something wrong, so he's not pure. But that's only mitzad aguf, not mitzad the neshama. Why the neshama, there's no chet by the neshama. What does it mean? Why is he did a chet with his body? But the neshama, the Baal Tshuva is greater. What does the maral mean? So according to Abtzadik, Abtzadik himself addresses it. He doesn't quote maral. He says the following. When I'm talking about the neshama part, meaning from the way the world looks in a spiritual way, in a physical way, it looks that Reuven does what Reuven does, Shimon does what Shimon does. But from the neshama part, you know that nothing is done by random. Anything that happens in the world, because Shmuel allows it to happen. So that's where the neshama part, there's no real chait in the world, only the intent. So here you have something that Baal Tshuva has that Tzadik does not have. And you can explain it in two ways. The simple way is that Baal Tshuva sharpened his intent, his closest to Hashem. A tzaddik, his intent was always good. So when you're always good, you're always good. But the Baal Tshuva, he had a bad episode, and then he came back. So he became even more, even sharper, even greater, his closest to Hashem. Right? Like we mentioned here, the that says, Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekam, a tzaddik grows more than because he falls. It's like, right, like the stock market goes down, it goes back up. If you fall, you go down, you could be even greater. So the Baal Tshuva sharpened and explained it, more clarified to himself how much his Ratzon Hashem. The tzaddik was always there. So maybe the Tshuva is greater. That's the simple understanding. But the deeper understanding, based on what tzaddik says, is more than that. Because the tzaddik doesn't do anything wrong. So from the tzaddik's perspective, the good in the world is Hashem. You know, the good in the world is, I do only the good. The bad, that's out of the realm of what needs to be done in the world. I avoid doing it because you're not allowed to do it. If it's done, so to speak, in the perspective of the tzaddik, the way he called the playbook of the tzaddik, that's out of the realm of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants good things to happen. And that's what we're focused on. And all the bad is outside. But the Baal Tshuva takes the bad, does bad deeds. And he reveals that even the bad is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because how the Baal Tshuva reveals it? He did something bad. He did tshuva, and that bad turns to be good. The Gemara tells us that when a person does tshuva me'ahava, with love, so all the zdoinois, all the things he did purposely, he turned to be schuyos. According to the tzaddik, pshat is very simple. Because Akash Bo wanted this to happen. Because if not, it never happened. But you have the bad intent. The minute I turn around the intent to be good, I have a good intent, and my Akash Bo wants to happen, that's a schus. You're doing Ratzon Hashem. So the Baal Tshuva is revealing even more the Ratzon Hashem in the world. He's showing how every mice says in Ratzon Hashem, not only the good, but also the bad is Ratzon Hashem. He connects every part of the world to Hashem. He shows how the bad is also Hashem because it's only our will that's bad. But the actual mice is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shows basically he's more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Maharal says, Malaz Baal Tshuva Yisrael Yoino, Sheyesh El Neshama Pshitus Legame Kashu Baal Tshuva. Pshitus Legame means it's all simple. There's no The tzaddik is good and bad. The good is Hashem, the bad not. Baal Tshuva, they're both connected. So therefore, by the Baal Tshuva, there's even a greater mile of the tzaddik. Says the Maharal, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Machlokes, is the tzaddik greater than the Baal Tshuva or not? Well, mitzad the basically the physicality, the tzaddik is greater. But mitzad, the spiritual aspect, the Baal Tshuva reveals more what's in Hashem in the world than the tzaddik. This tzaddik and the Maharal go hand in hand, very good. And with this, we go back to this parsha. The parsha tells us, look at this mitzvah. This mitzvah, we said, what is this mitzvah? It says the Ramban, the mitzvah is tshuva. The Gemara tells the mitzvah is Torah. How can these two things come together? But according to Reb Tzadik, tshuva is basically Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah is that you come and reveal Ratzon Hashem in the world. Tshuva is when you return the intent of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're showing that everything you did is Ratzon Hashem in the world. You're going back to Torah by showing that everything is Torah. it's a much more encompassing idea. It's not that I'm doing a mitzvah, going and doing one mitzvah. My mitzvah is I'm doing the Ma'aseh Teshuva. I'm not doing one mitzvah because I'm doing a Shiluch HaKal. No, I'm not doing one mitzvah over here. I'm doing here a generic concept that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the generic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Torah? That I'm the whole rule book and that belongs to every point of my life and every point of this world. How is everything what's Hashem in the world? Mitzvah is more specific. Shuva connects me to the more generic world. I'm connected to the Rotzon Hashem. So you may know that's why these two things change together. And that's what it means. So I have to go up to Shammai to get it. To get what? This Kenyan of Torah of connecting to Rotzon Hashem, not in the regular way. It's another Rotzon Hashem. It's another Kenyan of Torah. This connects with Rav Huna mentions. It tells us, it says Hashem Hashem, the two first meters to Yav, Vashas Yigil Midas Yerachim, Hashem Hashem. The first Hashem is Kodesh Shechta, before he does a chet. And then after Hashem is Acha Shechta of Yoshua Kodesh Rashi, does Tshuva. Before the chet is one creation of the world. After the chet is another creation of the world. It's to reveal how this whole evil and bad in the world also connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a new Torah. Tshuva is another aspect of Torah. That's why they're interchangeable. Kemitzah can be the Torah, can be the Tshuva. What does this Torah tell our mind? It's Tshuva who brings you to another aspect of Torah. It's not completely separated. And mainly, it's not really a contradiction. It's just two ways to look at Torah. Kemitzah Zayis, the mitzvah of Tshuva, is the mitzvah that brings you back to the original Torah. Say the Gomer.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.